And it's said for those who are incarcerated that art can offer a sense of freedom, of power, of normalcy, and an opportunity for individual expression which might otherwise be denied. Opening tomorrow, the Waterside Pavilion in Hobart is an exhibition showcasing the artwork of Tasmanian prisoners and those recently released. Di Reynoldson is an art tutor, therapist, and the exhibition's curator. Di, welcome to Evenings.
Oh, thanks, Mel.
Now, Di, this year's theme, which I believe is a regular theme for Art on the Inside, has a some biblical inspiration. Can you expand on that a little bit?
So the art on the from the inside, it's always it's been set up by Prison Fellowship. So we are a Christian ecumenical organization who go into the prison, and this year's theme is hope. And so that's other years it's been things like grace or unfailing love, and it's always got a really spiritual theme mm-hmm. to each of the exhibitions. But this year has been great because many of the inmates have really enjoyed that theme and explored it in all sorts of different ways.
And what role does art play in the rehabilitation process within the prison?
Gosh, I think so we're volunteers that go in. Mm-hmm. So from my perspective, rehabilitation is seeing people move from one place and moving to a better place. And that's what rehabilitation and therapy is, really assisting people and facilitating that process. Mm-hmm. And so art is one of those mediums that can really allow that to happen, because you just throw something out there and you give people some skills. So, you know, just even the actual action of doing art is therapeutic in itself, gets people to concentrate on one thing, think about things, learn new skills. But also when you actually put a theme to it and get people to think about something like hope, they're actually really digging deep in them, because at that time, like, hope is one of those themes where, you know, or a state of being where most of the time if you're vulnerable or having a really hard time, then hope is the thing you cling to, isn't it? And so, you know, I've noticed how many of the artists have actually just really embraced this theme and worked through some of their feelings of hopelessness in the situation that they find themselves in.
And so, having had a very, very brief look through the catalogue, there's art that is in a number of different mediums. Some, no doubt, are artists who have experience. Others, maybe not. How do you help guide and help those artists find their niche, you know, find their mojo in the art world?
So I mainly work in the women's prison, with another lady who's an art therapist, Karen McCormack, and the two of us try and organise the sessions so that each session there's a variety of things that people can do. Mm-hmm. So when they come in and they can't say, or they say they can't draw, or they haven't ever done art in their lives, we just take that with a grain of salt, because we both believe everyone has some creativity in them, and it's just a matter of drawing that out. And so the activities that we set are such that people can use the skills that they have, if they have them, or pre-existing skills, or that they can start from scratch and that they can start to learn skills and apply something, and by the end of the session have something that they will be proud of. That's our aim.
It's 16 past 7 on Evenings on ABC Local Radio. My guest is Di Reynoldson, art tutor, therapist and curator of an exhibition kicking off tomorrow, Art from the Inside. And so what sort of feedback, Di, do you get from those who participate?
Lots of different feedback, but mostly, you know, when people come into the art session, and, you know, they could be stirred up or a bit having had a bad day, or it's been a bit tricky out there within the prison. And at the end of the session, they'll say, oh, thank you so much for today's session. I feel so much calmer now. Or I really feel proud of myself for what I've done today or what I've achieved. And we feel as if we've done our job, if they're the sorts of comments we get. And they are more than not the type of comments we have. And for those people who've been there with us for a long time, many of them have developed skills along the way. And you can see their pride in their work and what they've done. And they tell others too, you know, about what they've done. and they'll say, yeah, no, I couldn't draw, or I couldn't do anything before I came into this class or this group. And now look what I can do. And they actually advertise the art group to the other inmates or the other people who are participating in the art group.
They're your marketers, and it sounds like it's a positive for them, and it's a positive for you too, by the looks of things.
Yeah, we don't have to do very much of the marketing side of things.
No, it sounds like it's working for itself, really. It's word of mouth. So to the exhibition Hope that's starting tomorrow at the Waterside Pavilion, I mentioned a moment ago that it really is quite diverse. Can you explain just a little bit about what those people who come along can see at the exhibition?
Gosh, it is diverse this year, and there's about 120 pieces. So it's been...
Wow, how does it fit in there?
I know.
As a curator, that must have been difficult.
Yeah, it has been, and thank goodness it's a team of us working on it. You know, like I couldn't do it by myself. And the community getting behind it and just framing the works and doing those sorts of things. So I am so grateful for the community that have been behind just even being able to curate and put this exhibition up. But you'll see things like drawings of all sorts, mm-hmm. and also paintings and applied art, which is everything other than paintings and drawings. So there could be things made out of match sticks and amazing other things made out of all sorts of stuff that people can find in the prison. So it's, you know, I'm always amazed at what turns up ready for the exhibition, because, you know, they're so ingenious, you know.
Yeah.
Use their ingenuity and creativity to come up with all sorts of different things.
Well, it is. There's, you know, it looks like almost there's lino prints, there's sculptures, there's pieces of jewellery as well. It's as if, I'm guessing, that the backgrounds of the prisoners and let's call them the artists involved in this exhibition is as diverse as the art itself. So no doubt they come from very different backgrounds and are there too for very different reasons.
Absolutely. You'll see quilts and you'll see ceramics and you'll see woodwork. You'll see all sorts of different things that people have made.
And so the exhibition, it opens tomorrow. How long is it running for?
So it opens tomorrow. There's a tomorrow night, and it's an invite-only opening, and it's fully subscribed now because of the COVID restrictions.
Yeah.
But then it's open from 10 o'clock till 4 from Wednesday through to Sunday. So anyone can come in. It's a free exhibition, and we'd love people to come through and have a look and experience it. And there's also an installation that was started in the prison. It's called the Lamp of Hope. And with tissue paper, people have written down their prayers of hope or what they hope for and woven it into this lamp. And we're inviting people from the public to actually add to that lamp when they come in. So that's a really nice thing that will be happening this year in the exhibition.
So it's an interactive exhibition as well.
It is a bit.
That is Prisoners, the Prisoner Art Exhibition. It is art from the inside. The theme this year is Hope at the Waterside Pavilion, Mawson Place in Hobart, and opening tomorrow. And then, Di, as you say, 10 till 4 through until Sunday.
That's right. That's right.
And if the catalogue I'm having a look at is anything to go by, definitely do yourself a favour and get along and have a look at it. Di Reynoldson, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Mel.
And Di is the art tutor and therapist and also curator of that exhibition starting tomorrow.